Hi, this is Winners Chapel International, New York. Thank you for downloading our podcast. We hope this inspires you, builds your faith, and motivates you. Please make sure you subscribe to get new messages every week. Enjoy the message.
It is my year of breaking limit. Tonight is your own night. The word said, my son, eat thou honey, for it is good. And as honeycomb is sweet to thy taste, say, so shall the knowledge of wisdom come unto thy soul. And when thou have found it, there shall be a reward. Tonight there is a reward for you. And he said, thine expectation shall not be cut short. Whatever you expect God to do for you in this service, on this last day, the third day, which is everyone's day, the day that is your own day of raising up, you are not returning home without that matter being settled in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Take all the glory tonight. In Jesus' precious name, we are praying. Again, tonight, I count it a great privilege of Jesus Christ given to me by our Father in the house, the resident pastor, Joseph Ajayi, to bring us the roundup word for this week of spiritual emphasis. And I pray that the grace at work upon his life, the oil flowing from the head of the apostle over this commission down to his garment is flowing upon me now. So it's no longer me here, but the spirit of my fathers. Receive grace to take your own word home tonight in Jesus' precious name. Spirit of God, nothing from me tonight, but all of you in Jesus' precious name. Our prophetic focus for the month of October remains, breakthrough is my heritage in Christ. The anchor scripture is Matthew 5:14, and the teaching focus for the month of October is engaging the master key to supernatural breakthroughs. Engaging the master key to supernatural breakthroughs. We have seen part A and B, and tonight, by the privilege of the Holy Ghost, I'll be taking us through part C, part 1C rather. The anchor scripture is Romans chapter 8, verse 28. Romans chapter 8. And verse 28, that word says, and we know that all things work together for the good of them that love God and to them who are called according to his purpose. This scripture connotes that even the things Satan has been packaging against your life, God is saying tonight, it will work together for your own good. That obstacle will work together for your own good. That career stagnation will work together for your own good. That miracle job that looked like it's not coming, it shall work together for your own good. In the name of Jesus, receive it tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. And because today is everyone's raising up day, remember the word says, after 2 days he will revive us, and on the third day he will raise us up. And when we are raised up, we will dwell in the sight of Christ forever. Therefore, you are carrying God with you everywhere you go. That means obstacles will see you and go out of the way for you in the name of Jesus. That means joblessness will not be your portion. That marital delay will turn to you for marital connection with speed in the name of Jesus Christ. By way of introduction tonight, I want to please permit me to reiterate what has been spoken all from scriptures. Number one, we are in the last days, and the last days are the days of the rising stars in this kingdom. Shout a believing amen. The rising stars are the stars that are ordained by God himself to rescue humanity from servitude. How do I know? Obadiah verse 21, the latter part says, saviors shall rise out of Mount Zion. That is talking about you. Shout a believing amen. Number two, but our level of love for God is what defines the limit of our destiny in this kingdom. Our level of love for God is what defines the limit of our destiny in this kingdom. 1 John chapter 4, verse 16, the word says, God is love, and those that dwelleth in love, they dwelleth in God, and God in him. Praise the Lord. Number three, as we grow in love, we continue to command greater breakthroughs per day, per time. Hallelujah. As we grow in love, so your love will not stay where it began. You must keep the love for God hot and growing. Praise the Lord. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 17 to 19, the word says, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth, the length, the depth, and the height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. So it is a process. And the force of love must continue to grow in your heart and keep burning hot all through this season in the name of Jesus Christ. Number four, scripturally, breakthrough is defined by faith. But our faith will only deliver to the level of our love for our God. Scripturally, breakthrough is defined by faith, but our faith will only deliver to the level of our love for God. Why is this important? Galatians chapter 5, verse 6, the latter part of it says, faith worketh by love. Your faith will work in this season, in the name of Jesus. And finally, number five, pursuing after God and the interests of his kingdom is the gateway to all-round breakthroughs. I repeat, pursuing after God and the interests of his kingdom is the all-round gateway for all-round breakthrough. And this is the anchor scripture for God's servant, the apostle over this commission, Matthew 6:33. Seek first the kingdom, and the way the kingdom system operates, and then all these things that others are dying for shall fall upon you and overtake you. That shall be your testimony in the mighty name of Jesus. So the summary of all this is to love God, just like our Lord Jesus Christ was answering the question when that man came to him in the book of Mark 12. He said, Master, which commandment is the greatest? We have had all these commandments. We want to focus on the greatest. And Jesus told them, you shall love thy Lord with all your heart, with all your mind, and with all your soul. And he said, the second one is just like the first. Love thy neighbor like thyself. And he said, on these two hang all the law and the prophets. Hallelujah. Now, it is important for us to understand that even though supernatural breakthrough is ordained as our heritage in Christ, and also that the love of God which was shed abroad in our heart at new birth. At new birth, the day you gave your life to Jesus, you received a measure of that love of God, which you are now to engage in developing in your love of God. Even though all these things are present, there are still keys to engage in order to see that supernatural order of breakthroughs. And we're talking about for this kingdom the kind of breakthroughs that eyes have not seen, the ears have not heard it, neither has entered into the heart of any man. That is the kind of testimony you shall be sharing in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, just like in the natural, if you get home to your entrance door and if you don't have the right key, you will be a frustrated person. Until the right key is given to you, you will not be able to gain access to your own house. In this kingdom, you must operate in keys. That is the kingdom principle. That is the way this kingdom operates. The good news here, men and brethren, concerning your supernatural breakthroughs, the Bible says it's already settled in heaven. Hallelujah. The door for supernatural breakthrough operates just like the automatic doors you see in public places. When you step on the magnet, the door opens for you. When you have the right key in this kingdom, every closed door must open on its own accord. In the name of Jesus, if that is you, your amen will be louder than that. Our resident pastor, our father in the house, began with us this week unveiling these keys. These keys that is a foundation embedded in your love for God, which was released to you at New Birth. One of those keys is the key of divine presence. He also taught us on the key of encounter with the Word. And yesterday, our pastor, Pastor Sonny Mwa Obani, took us through the keys of strong faith and key for passion for souls. And tonight, by the help of the Holy Ghost, I'll be taking us on two more keys to provoke that heritage of supernatural breakthrough in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So for tonight, the first key that we're going to look at that is embedded in the love of God is the key for tireless stewardship. The key for tireless stewardship. Because in this kingdom, God is faithful to his faithful servants. Hallelujah. And we are serving a God who distinguishes everyone that is serving him. God marks you out as his own servant. God shares testimony concerning you. Have you seen my servant Job? Remember, God was sharing testimony about Job to Satan. That is what is going to happen to you in your life in the name of Jesus. The book of Malachi chapter 3. Verse 17 to 18. Malachi chapter 3, verse 17 to 18. The word of God says, "And they shall be mine, said the Lord of hosts. And in that day," today is that day, "he said, I will make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him." Verse 18. "I said, then shall you return and discern between the righteous and the wicked. Between him that serveth God and him that serveth not God." Hallelujah. You will serve God this season. "And all your service shall be profitable." Because we are serving a God who has positioned his kingdom with reward. God has a reward system, especially for his faithful servant. And because you are one of them, your reward is coming speedily. In the name of Jesus Christ. What else is embedded in our love for God that provokes supernatural breakthrough? Consistency in your service and continuity in your stewardship is what makes it most rewarding. Consistency and continuity. Consistency and continuity. Look at what the Lord Jesus Christ says in the book of Luke, chapter 22, verse 28 to 30. He said, "Ye are those which have continued with me in my temptations. And I appoint unto you a kingdom, as my father had appointed unto me, that ye may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and sit on thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel." That is talking about you and I. Remember, we are the spiritual Israelites. Jesus is saying, because of your commitment, because of your continuity, because of your consistency in serving me, I'm going to honor you as a church in heaven. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58. He said, "Therefore, my beloved, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the works of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." Listen, men and brethren, your kingdom service must produce a reward. As you are engaging in covenant or prayer, you are serving with your finances, you are serving in whatever service you need, God who sees in secret shall reward you openly in the name of Jesus Christ. And our God we are serving, he says, "I am not unrighteous. I will not forget your labor of love that you have shown for the sake of my house." Someone shout hallelujah. What else for tonight? We must be met on duty. We must be met on duty in order not to miss our reward. Praise the Lord. The the book of Matthew 24, verse 45 to 47, talking about those, that big boss that gave his servants one talent each. He says, who then is a faithful and wise servant whom his Lord had made ruler over his household to give them their meat in due season? And blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. So doing. So God expects us to be on duty, because we are serving a God who neither slumber nor sleep. And he made us like him. Praise the Lord. So we are not to be caught napping. We are to be on duty, because he comes quickly and he says, your reward is in my hand. I'm bringing it to you, and I'm bringing it to you with speed. Praise the Lord. Now, the second key tonight is the key of anointing. The key of anointing. Praise the Lord. Remember the olive oil, when we speak into it, it becomes a holy anointing oil. And what is inside the anointing oil? The Spirit of the Lord. The Spirit of power. The Spirit that empowers you to succeed. That is why when you put on the anointing of over your head with faith, you go out in that strength, in the rod of that strength, to rule in the midst of thy enemies. But hear this very well. According to Ezekiel 47, verse 1 to 5, the anointing comes in levels. We have the ankle level. We have the knee level. We have the loins level. And we have the level of a river that's running over and passing over. That is where you're going in the name of Jesus Christ. I said, that is where you're going in the name of Jesus Christ. So you want to increase your tempo, your love for God. It comes, if you want to increase the anointing you're operating with, you must increase the tempo of your love for God. Praise the Lord. Why is this important? Because God delights in empowering his lovers. God delights in empowering his lovers. The anointing is in level. In that scripture in Ezekiel 47, verse 1 to 5, the apostle, the prophet was saying, the angel of God took me to the waters, and he had a spiritual measuring tape in his hand. He measured one time, and the anointing was on my ankle. He measured again, the ankle was on my knee. He measured again, the ankle was on my loins. And he measured again, and it was like a river that cannot be passed over. That is the anointing level you are getting into tonight. Because tonight you must break through on every side. I said tonight you must break through on every side in the name of Jesus Christ. See what God says about him searching for a man after his own heart. He says 2 Chronicles chapter 16 verse 9. 2 Chronicles chapter 16 verse 9. He said, for the eyes of the Lord runneth through and fro, or to and fro throughout the whole earth, to show himself strong on the behalf of them whose heart is perfect with him. On behalf of those whose heart is perfect with them. In this kingdom is a heart situation. Your heart must be right with God, because God looks at the heart to check your motive. Are you serving him? Remember, Jesus came to Peter after they had dined all night in John 21. And Jesus said to Peter, Peter, do you love me more than this fish you have eaten? And then Peter had to go through the process of answering. And Jesus told him, feed my lamb, feed my sheep. Show that you love what I love. Hallelujah. Tonight, your service will please God. See what God said about his servant David, Psalm 89, verse 20 to 24. God was sharing a testimony about David. He said, I have found David, my servant. With my holy oil have I anointed him. Verse 21, with whom my hand shall be established. My arm also shall strengthen him. See this God. God knew that at some point David, his servant, the one he loved, the one that is after his own heart, that David will miss the mark when he became a peeping Tom looking at Bathsheba from the room, from the window. And God said, yes, I will strengthen him. Because if he didn't know David will miss the mark, he's no longer omniscient. Hallelujah. So just keep serving God. Keep serving God, because his mercy that endureth forever will continue to color your efforts and cause God to line up with your destiny in the name of Jesus Christ. Verse 22, it said, the enemy, because the anointing is already upon him, as a result, the enemy shall not exert upon my servant David. He said, neither shall the son of wickedness afflict him as before time. And hear this very well. I love this part. Verse 23, he said, I will now beat down his foes before him. Shout amen. He said, and I will plague them that hate him. Shout amen. He said, because my faithfulness upon him and my mercy shall be with him, and in my name shall his horn, that's talking about your supernatural strength, be exalted. Hallelujah. Also, it is the anointing that opens the door to supernatural breakthroughs. It is the anointing that opens the door for supernatural breakthrough. Now, let's see the dimension of breakthrough that was recorded in the Bible from the book of Isaiah chapter 45, verse 1 to 3. Isaiah 45, verse 1 to 3. This is talking about the unbeliever, King Cyrus. The one that God used to bring out his own people that were in bondage. He said, thus said the Lord to his anointed Cyrus, whose right hand I have holding. You are the spiritual Cyrus. Hallelujah. And God is holding your right hand tonight. And as a result of that, see what happens. He said, he will subdue nations before him. Say amen. He said, I will loose the loins of kings for him. Say amen. He said, I will open before him the two leaf gates. Say amen. And he says, the gates I open, no man can shut it. Because the hand of God that is stretched forth, no man can pull it back. He's the God of hosts, Lord of hosts. He has sworn it already. So whatever belongs to you, God say, I have sworn it as a verdict. No man can turn my hand back. So if you have not seen it, doesn't mean God is not interested. God is still interested in your breakthrough. And in verse 2, he says, I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight. Say amen. I will break in pieces the gates of brass, and I'll cut in sunder the bars of iron. Say amen. Verse 3, he says, and I will give thee all the treasures of darkness and the hidden riches of the secret place. So whatever Satan has stolen from you and kept it in his hiding bedroom, God said, I'm going to retrieve him back for you, and I'm going to give it back to you. Tonight, you are walking home with your blessing. I said, tonight, you are walking home with your blessing. In the mighty name of Jesus. I love what the scripture talks about restoration in the book of Joel chapter 2. Joel chapter 2. He says, and I will restore to you all the years that the locusts had eaten, the canker worm, the caterpillar, the palmer worm, and my great army, which I sent among you. And as a result, you shall eat in plenty. Say amen. You shall be satisfied. Say amen. You will now praise the name of the Lord. Listen, men and brethren, when God does something for you, the praise will come naturally. Hallelujah. Because your mockers must come to see the laughter. And this season, you must laugh. I said, this season, you must laugh. In the name of Jesus Christ. The latter part of that scripture says, he had dealt wondrously with you, and your people, his people, God's people, shall never be ashamed. Shame and reproach has been averted in your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. The anointing destroys yokes. Yokes of the wicked that is set on our path of breakthrough. Isaiah 10:27, the word said, it shall come to pass in that day, and the burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder, and his yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Listen, if that yoke is not destroyed after being removed, it will constitute and come back. But tonight, whatever the Lord doeth, it shall be forever for you, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I said, whatever the Lord doeth, it shall be for you forever in Jesus' name. Tonight, let's look at one or two quick case studies from the Bible of men with passion for God and what they did. The case of Nehemiah. Nehemiah chapter 1, verse 1 to 11. You can read that at home. Nehemiah chapter 2, from verse 1 to 19. Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 23. and Nehemiah chapter 5 verse 14. The case of Nehemiah was a man who was an ordinary cupbearer. His job description didn't need much skill. Test the drink, give to the king. In case the drink is poison, you'll be the one to die and the king will not die. But a matter came from his village. Bad news, things has fallen apart, nothing is working. The remnants you have left have all finished. And what did he do? The Bible said he mourned certain days. And he went and prayed to the God of his father to receive strength to go before the king with a sad face. He went before the king. The king saw his sad face and then blessed him and gave him every material he needed. That is breakthrough. Hallelujah. And the Bible scholars recorded that Nehemiah went back to his village, rebuilt the wall that had been falling down, and even when the enemies rose up against him, he was fighting them with one hand and kept on walking with the other hand. That is supernatural strength, and that is what's coming upon you tonight. I say that is what's coming upon to you tonight in the name of Jesus. Therefore, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, I pray that the passion to keep serving remains ever burning in your spirit, man, in the name of Jesus Christ. However, tonight, the initiation into the love of God to receive the love of the Father is new birth. Until you are born again, you are not set again to operate in the kind of love that will provoke all these keys for you to break through. So I want to give anyone tonight, those connected online, those in-house, that you have not made it right with Christ. I want to give you the opportunity. Nicodemus came to Jesus quietly and said, Master, I need to know this thing because you have power and no man can do what you're doing. Jesus told him, you must be born again. Except a man be born again, he has no access to the heritage in Christ of breakthrough. So if there's such a one tonight, wherever you are, lift up your right hand and I'll pray over you tonight. Father, these ones tonight, you have called them to come unto you. The grace that makes for salvation, let it appear to them. Please repeat after me, Lord Jesus, tonight I ask you to forgive me of my sins and receive me into your kingdom. Wash me with your blood. Today I believe I'm born again and I am set free from sin and from Satan. I have the glorious power to go and succeed and receive my breakthrough. If you have prayed that prayer, please connect to our website. Go to the part for salvation, record your salvation, and we'll be praying along with you. And God's hand will remain ever fresh upon you in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, let's pray.
Thank you for listening to Winners Chapel International New York's podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and share the link with your friends and family. Visit us online at www.winnerschapelny.org and fellowship with us online on our YouTube channel, Winners Chapel International, New York. Have a blessed week. God loves you. See you next time.